The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professional-casual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFURP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
I don't know where I'm going.
I know where we're going. To Gapapa 201.
Tons of fun.
Wow.
201.
Give me them square buns.
That's right. Wendy's, you're on notice. Make square buns, please.
Not a sponsor.
Hawaiian sweet rolls can do it. You should be able to, too.
Love figure Hawaiian it out.
And White rolls. Castle, right?
Yeah.
White Castle's on square buns.
Mm. Is it?
Yes.
I think so.
I've never been to a White Castle.
Same.
We should.
That's fine.
Road trip. We're going to Jersey tomorrow. Are there White Castles there? Merger.
I don't know. If there's Cheetz's there, that's what we're getting.
Oh, yeah. We got to find a KFC near where we're going to a Marvel Crisis Protocol tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Which, if you're interested or curious about, make sure to check out the
Cheetza.com. It's a chicken filet that's fried with mozzarella sauce. What do they call the
mozzarella
bread?
Mozzarella sauce.
I just like a bit of mozzarella sauce.
Yeah. Mozzarella marinara and pepperoni.
Was that like a vodka? Doesn't vodka sauce have a cheese in it?
No, it has vodka.
Has pecorino.
It's a cream and tomato sauce.
That's what it is. Cream, not cheese.
I think if you start with cream, you have to pronounce it tomato.
Cream.
Tomato.
Creme.
Yeah, creme de tomato. Very high class liqueur.
All right, y'all, let's go to Yonkers.
Why?
Is that Yonkers? The closest one?
There's a White Castle in Yonkers.
Oh.
There's also like the one in Nanuet, New York.
I hate Yonkers. Every time I do my taxes, it's like, hey, do you live in Yonkers?
Do you live in Yonkers?
What about Yonkers, though?
Yeah, but Yonkers? Do you live in New York City? No? Oh, do you live in Yonkers?
Well, what about Yonkers?
If you're in Yonkers, your taxes are different for some reason.
37 minutes to get
I'm so glad I live in Philly. We don't make fun of each other's cities. We just worry about getting stabbed all the time.
It's the thing that unites you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that here.
Danny's brother made a Philadelphia joke at dinner, and I laughed a lot
because
I thought of Ben.
Oh, Gritty's the best, though.
I used to hate him, and he has won me over.
Aw.
Well, look at his dumb face. It has to, right?
Yeah, it's so unapologetically itself. Like, I aspire to be the kind of personality that can Gritty at the world.
Yeah.
I don't
think my kid can even walk into our house without Grittying, personally.
Right, because he's in seventh grade, so.
Yeah.
His whole life is just memes.
No, it's just Fortnite dances. Like, right, they don't even know what memes are. They're like, is that on Fortnite?
My kids asked me if they could just play Fortnite in class the other day, and I was like, no, what?
In what you reality can try. Do you think you're going to say yes?
Right?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell them they can as long as they drop at Tilted Towers.
They'll know what that means.
They'll know what that means. They'll think you're super cool.
The thing is, they have the school Chromebooks. That they can't even play Fortnite on anyway. Yeah, so I'm like, what's the rest of your plan?
You can play Fortnite browser-based.
I've never seen them do it like when they have free time, so I'm sure it's
tell them they can do that, but they all have to use a skin of a Bible salesman.
Ooh. Yeah, the Book of Mormon DLC pack was actually pretty inexpensive.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's going to fall.
Well, that dog's over here now.
This is the closest the dog's ever been to me. I don't think this dog's touched me yet.
Literally, don't move.
Yeah, okay. Don't even
she will
stop breathing
shit and run away. She won't actually poop.
What if I shit and run away?
Is that what that smell is down here?
More than just deviled eggs now.
Oh, no. Thank you so much to our patrons. Went over to patreon.com/professionalcasual. We might have to use some of the money that you guys have generously donated to get some air fresheners down here. Biggest thank yous, biggest air fresheners from Tau, Iron Maze, Krob, and Xpaxis, as well as Dagna, Cider Drinker, Tony Hot Hands, Otis, Leroy, Wizard Skills, Bicon, Briar Mage, and Cliff Jumper.
Yeet.
And James.
And James.
Oh, James.
Why have I not added "and James" to the list?
And the to best our Avengers top-tier movie. Patrons, to our top tier patrons, as always, we are going to be co-authoring, sponsoring, whatever the actual words are. Dan has agreed to help me promote my new product, Inside Beard.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Full support of this, yes.
Yeah. What if, so, you know, every time you see somebody else's beard, you're just like, I just want to take a bite out of that. Well, now you can do it on your own beard.
Take a bite out of your own beard.
Take a bite out of beard.
That's what happened to Tim's beard last episode. He just changed it to an inside beard.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was, listen. Yeah,
it was taking inspiration from the Pathfinder cantrip.
Mm-hmm.
Inside ropes. Like, but what if beard?
That was going to be that.
Just unbraid them ropes, though.
Yeah.
Oh, inside ropes might be the best spell in that game.
So good. Gross. Outside the Schadenfreude one, where if someone crit fails, you can laugh at them harder. That's real good.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, take a listen to the Lost Omens podcast. Pick up what we're talking about there with our Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play. Time of recording is currently on hiatus, but there are 162 episodes. And episode zero, I think we
did. One for every day of the year.
Exactly. That'll keep you listening for quite a while. Another way to keep yourself busy is check out the Twitch pretty much every day of the week. Twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. Monday nights, Taylor does Hobby Hangout, where he's painting and is chilling, chatting with everybody, working on Marvel Crisis Protocol minis and splashing in old world stuff as well as he's painting his dwarves. And then the rest of the week in the afternoons, I'm having a hard time talking tonight. Jeez.
Your brain's stuck.
My brain is getting stuck a lot. Yeah, the weekday afternoons, Tim is playing all kinds of games, sometimes assembling models,
mm-hmm.
which is really fun to watch because he's a super noob and nobody's helpful in chat, and it's great.
Yeah, here's the good news. So, like, if I'm hobbying or I'm playing a game, it doesn't matter what game, guess what? Chat is still just going to be really mean to me. So, like, you can just show up whenever and be mean as much as you want.
My favorite line today was, Tim, how have you been playing this game for 20 years and you're still dog at it?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it's wow. Like,
that's one of my favorite. Wow. Dr. D comes in all the time and does a text to speech. He's like, you're playing a 500 year old game. Please do something relevant.
Tuesday nights, we have Oh Yeah, the Power Phase, where typically we do a live stream of Marvel Crisis Protocol. We splash it in Star Wars Shatterpoint as well. And coming up will be the Old World, mm-hmm. as mostly we're just working on getting some more painted. So we have nice looking armies to show everybody when we do that. And JB might guest on there sometimes too, right?
Yes, I actually brought my armies tonight. So we're going to cancel this, mm-hmm. just to play that.
Would you actually bring the armies?
No, they're written down on paper.
I thought you just brought the list, like your written list.
Yeah, you brought a list.
He just grabbed like a handful of acorns and pine cones outside. Like,
he just ranks them up like they're models.
I already have dice, but right. I'm sure I can use these for something.
They are dice.
Just dice on movement trays?
Dice on movement trays.
The green ones are goblins.
They're all green, JB.
Oh my goodness. So send your tips for the Old World to help JB figure out how to play this game.
Just the tips.
On X, we're Top Tier Casual. Instagram, The Professional Casual. You can check us out on TikTok at Professional Casual. All of our Twitch streams are now simultaneously streamed on our YouTube, youtube.com/
at the same time.
That, I was about to say that.
That's true. And on TikTok as well. It's pretty cool.
That's also true.
How is it like decipherable if it's all streamed like at once?
The streams are crossed.
You gotta toggle on anti-aliasing.
Oh.
And then as well as Saturday afternoons, Ben plays video games too, usually Souls likes.
Yeah, unless I don't.
Unless you feel like something else. I was able to.
Sometimes I just straight up forget. So that's fun for everyone.
That way people.
Am I going to be there tomorrow? Who's to say?
That's half the fun. You never know.
Just wait for that notification to pop up. They've gone live.
Will he or won't he?
So speaking of the network number.
Yeah.
Is it going to be tomorrow or do you guys have like an MCP thing?
We're going to play in a tournament. We're not streaming it.
Oh, good. Because I would have kicked you out.
He has the power. Oh, you mean the 603 803 3235?
Yeah, that
one. Just get something to it because you look real dejected.
No, it's we got it before episode 200 and I should have played it on episode 200, but I forgot about it.
Nice.
So, here's a voicemail from X-Paxis. That's not how I thought it was going to work.
Come on, noob.
Hey, y'all, this is X-Pac.
That's also wrong.
Just hold it up to the mic.
Wait, what's going on?
Hey, y'all, this is X-Paxis.
I'm going to hit the record button.
Don't do it. All right. You're editing this episode.
I think I have it now. I forgot I needed to reconnect to the Bluetooth here.
Hey, y'all, this is X-Paxis. About a little bit more than a month away from Adepticon. Looking forward to seeing you again. Just wanted to hopefully get this in time for the 200th.
It was in
just
before.
Just to congratulate you on quite the accomplishment. Gapapa 200, well done all. And I've enjoyed everything you all put out. Keep it up. Looking forward to some more. X-Paxis out.
Woo, thanks X-Paxis.
Oh, he's going to get some more.
When we see him at Adepticon.
So threatening.
3 weeks from today.
Yeah, yep.
At time of recording.
Right around the corner.
So this episode will be out before Adepticon. It'll be like a week before Adepticon comes out. Or a week before Adepticon is on. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be there, come find us. We'll be in the AMG hall. Look for the PCN stuff.
And also the second floor men's room.
That's a dope men's room. A lot of people don't know it exists. And there's an elevator that goes to it.
Well, it's kind of hidden. So it's usually cleaner and less busy.
Correct.
It's almost as nice as the ladies' rooms that are much less used.
So at Gen Con, I accidentally used the ladies' room. I walked in and this lady yelled at me and I was like, whatever. And I didn't pay attention. Just the way they were set up, like I thought I was going into the men's room.
Whatever.
But I had to poop. So like I'm in there and I'm like, I'm definitely in the ladies' room. Uh-oh. So I was like super concerned about kind of the whole thing. And then, you know, I'm just in there pooping. So
what else are you going to do?
It's good that you don't look like a big, weird creeper.
Right.
Correct. Well, you're in the stall where you're like, oh, is this somewhere to hold my phone? And you're like, nope, that's not what goes in that receptacle.
Maybe yeah. I'll tamp down on the screaming while I poop thing that I usually do.
So I had a really weird real conversation in my head. It's like, do I wash my hands after this or do I just run out of the bathroom?
Nasty.
Use a cardboard box.
It's right. A real good thing that nobody could tell by looking underneath the stall since he had your pumps on.
That's right. That's right.
Literally, I do have to say, like, these conventions that we go to, the only time in my entire life where there's a huge crowd of people, not a huge line for the ladies' room.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice.
I just started pooping in garbage cans there.
Not even the sinks?
Not even
the
sinks.
Did you do that at my school during summer school?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was funny. Did you guys find it? It was really green because I was eating a bunch of blue frosting.
Why did you do it in the garbage can in the bathroom, though?
I thought it was kind of like another layer. Like, he came all the way here and still pooped in the garbage can?
He didn't finish high school. He wasn't educated by that point.
I love that.
Another 200 episodes of this.
Right?
We're in the sewers of Middenheim.
Oh, that's
until you found a secret door and you went into the tunnels once again.
Secret tunnel.
I think it was Bruno or Lucky. I forget which one triggered a trap. There's a tripwire across the tunnel.
It definitely wasn't me.
I'm pretty certain it was definitely you.
It was either Lucky or Bruno. I just can't quite remember which at the moment. And tripwire was triggered. Little glass ball fell from the ceiling, went and a bunch of yellow smoke drifted out of it. Mina and Bruno fell unconscious.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I did.
Right. Lucky grabbed Mina and dragged her back as you heard boots running down the hall and you were attacked by four men. Webby used something to wake Mina up. You gave her a dose of Renal's Delight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. She's high as balls.
Yeah, Mina is drugged up right now.
Yeah, she's been drooling ever since she came to.
Yes.
I'm honestly surprised at the reservoir of drool she's got stored up.
It's pretty impressive.
Real dehydrated after this.
Yeah, for real.
That's why you get negative 20 to everything once it wears off.
So Webby surprised, well, Mina was holding the line. Webby went and backed her up, threw an incendiary, caught Mina on fire for a moment. Mm-hmm. Danny scared the ever-loving shit out of Tim.
Yep, it's still there. It was
fantastic. We just watched that a couple of times, and just Tim's eyes when she screams and how scared, legitimately scared he is.
I was on fire.
So good.
I was scared for her.
Yeah, it was the drop for that one, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited to hear people have to say about that.
Sorry, listeners.
You screaming, Tim screaming in terror, and then yelling about...
Phones in.
White Russian.
Yeah, that's... I was
so concerned about not spoiling the milk. I spoiled the alcohol, which is good, but that would still affect a White Russian just the same.
I wanted to say something Moscow for some reason.
Oh, Moscow, like, Mule?
That's what I was trying to say, but I knew that wasn't right.
Yeah, no milk in that one, thankfully.
You were able to kill one of the men attacking you. The others fled down the tunnel. And at this point, we are currently out of combat. Bruno is still unconscious on the ground. You're not really...
That's probably the safest for everybody.
I've been telling Bruno to keep track of the rounds. Do you have it marked down how many it's been?
Yes, it's been 8 rounds.
It has not been 8 rounds. You were writing it down. I saw you.
We're out of combat. It's probably been 8 rounds by now.
So, Mina was on fire. She put herself out, right? You're able to pass that because yes. I think it's athletics or agility, which yes. Mina's good at. And...
She just smashed herself into the wall until the fire got put out. It was wild.
Between that and the spittle, though.
Oh, yeah, that got the front.
And she forgot the drop part. She was just rolling against the wall.
It's a lot to keep track of,
I'm not good at multi-step problems, you know?
Right.
Stop and roll.
Pull trigger, guy dead. That's usually how it goes.
What do you need? It's simple.
I never recommend stop, drop, and roll.
What do you recommend?
Enjoy your last half minute.
Yeah.
So while Bruno's laying there, what's going through his head?
My knife.
Wow. Rolf's knife?
No, the guard confiscated that.
Oh yeah, you just have new daggers now.
Bruno is thinking sweet pie dreams, right? Minced meat pies. Some apple pies, many different fruit berry pies. It's just giving them very pleasant dreams for all to see who are not asleep.
Bruno, what is your favorite aesthetic of pie? What's your favorite pie pattern? Do you like the three slits? Do you like the lattice?
Yes, the lattice is probably the...
A nice merengue.
Ooh, I do like a key lime. Me personally, not Bruno.
I'm into the lattice because it involves taking something and then messing about with it a lot until you call it done.
That makes sense.
I like a lattice too because you can mess it up and it still looks like it might be right. Unless you're really looking at it if all of your unders are overs and all of your overs went under.
Yeah, then you just have a reverse lattice.
Yeah.
It's good to go.
That's a common surgeon trick, actually. It's just, you forget how, man, I don't remember which of these parts were supposed to be inside. You just make a lot of knots and say, yeah, it's part of the healing process. Who's the doctor knots. Here?
Oh, that's how you get you. Inside beards, I'm pretty certain.
Right?
I much prefer the crust on top that only has the little cuts to let the steam out. Because it's kind of
three of them.
It's like a surprise, whatever you are going to get. Are you going to get some kind of kelp pie or going to get fish egg pie? Or you never know what kind of pie you're going to get.
Or 4 and 20 blackbirds.
What?
That's
nursery rhyme. Oh. Don't worry about it.
I don't remember the rest of it, but.
No one in my family can read, so we didn't get bedtime stories.
Oh. That's too bad.
Little Jack Horner?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Sitting in somebody the corner? Got it.
Doesn't he have a few, though?
Eating his curds and whey?
No.
Wasn't Jack Horner the one with a thumb up his ass?
Thumb in a pie.
Oh, yeah, he had a blueberry bubble.
And he pulled out a peach or something, right?
A plum. On his thumb.
Oh, why is a plum?
You dummy.
The song never goes into the details on how those plums got there.
No, he's smuggling them for sure, though. What's right. up?
Bruno's dreaming of pies. What's everybody else doing at the moment?
I should probably go see if he's, see if I can help him come to. You know, standard clinician tactic of just slapping him in the face until he wakes up.
Should we go in pursuit of the people? Yep.
Well, I mean, we can't just leave Bruno here.
Does anybody smell roast meat?
Yeah, Bruno's been out for a hot minute. He's really warm.
Can I ask, is Mina that calm and collected at this moment, or is she still, like, flexing and
I just kind of want to go. Squats? I just want to go, you know? She's, like, well, doing, like, the bro at the gym thing with her arms. Like, let's go.
Snapping her suspenders and everything, too?
Yeah, let's go.
Doing some power squats.
We'll just go.
Doing some wall sits while we're waiting.
Yeah, it's fine. Let me do some push-ups quick. Gotta stay fit.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure I have some awful smelling stuff that we can kind of use to hopefully get Bruno up, like a smelling salt, except it's bird brains.
Look, you want to lick my wounds quick?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And then we'll go.
Oh.
And then you make Bruno smell the bad stuff, and then we'll go.
Nice. Yeah, so I lick the hell out of that wound. You'll heal, 6. Oh, it's average check, right? 8.
Yes, average.
Oh, I should probably also do one for me.
Wonderful.
I'm going to patch myself up as well.
You guys wake Bruno up. I'm going to sneak ahead.
Hey, Lucky, hold me down so that I get a bonus for assistance.
Wait, what? Oh, okay. I just kind of put my hand
just
on his shoulder.
Just tell me to sleep. Oh, that's a D20. Excuse me.
That's good.
That's going to be 5 success levels. So that's 10 wounds, I think. 5 success plus int mod.
Yep. Plus 20, because it's an average check on combat.
Oh, I already did that.
Oh, nice.
But it was all wasted after 7.
Oh, fair.
I only have the 13.
But yeah, can we get him up with some of this? Oh, I have this thing that's fumes, it says.
Fumes?
Oh, it's a poison. Never mind.
You could poison Bruno. Sure, I don't care.
A gurk? A guck?
Is there something that I can do just from generic medicine technique? They're like for a medicine check. I imagine I have a bag of stuff.
To wake Bruno up?
Mm. Yeah.
So while Lucky's patching up Mina, you did it first, right?
Huh? Yeah.
Bruno does come too.
Oh, there's some pies here. Like nice, like a roast beef pie.
You're still deaf though.
I mean, do you guys smell a roast beef pie?
I think you may have soiled yourself while you're unconscious is probably what that smell is.
I want to taste it.
We should probably catch up to Mina, I think.
Oh, is Mina going ahead?
I'm just going to sneak. I'm sneaky, sneaky.
She's currently doing some crab walks.
Right, the fact that she's able to do that on the wall is honestly incredibly impressive.
Give me a stealth test as you sneak up the tunnel.
Sneaky. I'm whispering. Sneaky. 0 success levels.
Positive or negative?
Negative.
Oh. Yes. So I want you to move Mina along the tunnel there, like one space at a time. See how far ahead.
Sneaky.
You go. So as Mina sneaks up the tunnel.
And I'm like pressing my back against the wall.
Are you singing a theme song to yourself like Kronk?
Secret tunnel.
So you see, like, it's very dark in here, but there is some light from up ahead that's reflecting off the cave walls enough that you can see like where the cave walls are.
Okay.
As you sneaky sneaky.
I can see the cave walls. I'm rubbing my butt on the cave walls.
Oh, there's like a film on that though, Mina.
My bum is on the cave wall. The cave wall.
That's why it's 0 negative.
I think I ought to keep track of her.
Yeah.
Just in case. Wait, listen. It's gonna be a while until she comes down from this stuff that I administered to her. But when she comes down from it, she's gonna come down hard.
Wait, what'd you give her?
It's not important. I'll see you guys, and I go and follow Mina.
I see some people.
Ooh.
That's great, Mina. I see them too. Oh, never mind. No, those ones are figments of your imagination.
The smells getting stronger from this way, where Webby went. Where's Mina?
Oh, she's up there.
Oh. Does she have a sandwich?
She might, actually. So she seems like she would enjoy a good sandwich.
How far you've gotten up now, you see a larger room. The tunnel opens up to a larger room with a light. There's like torches on the walls, and there's like a table with some chairs around it and something on the table. And you see one of the guys you're just fighting across the table from you holding up a club, like ready to strike. But he's on the other side of the room.
I have one too. A club. Mm-hmm. Oh, matchy matchy.
He's like,
that's a fair fight.
Give me the old man and I will not kill you. Or maybe I will. I don't know.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Just go.
No, why do you want him?
I don't even know who you are. You just go and we'll... Nothing will happen.
What if I tell you who I am?
I don't want to know.
Will you tell me why you want him, though?
No.
Can I tell you a secret?
I guess.
I don't know who he is.
Then why are you down here?
Because some guy told me to save his dad.
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, right? And Mina, like, literally is holding the club above her head. Let me ask you a question. Who goes out on the doorstep and sees people walking down the street? Strangers. Me. I look like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Says, help me, they're stealing my dad. And then lets us into his house, and then he dies, and we have to save his dad.
I don't know what all that's about, but...
Who does that?
You just go, and you'll be okay.
I don't know, man.
Oh, Mina, this is a circumstance where you've got questions and you've got an uncooperative specimen who probably has answers. That's, I think, true. This is witch hunting time.
I know about torture. I'll set you on fire.
If you just go now, they won't even know you were here. They won't kill you.
But why do you want this man?
Don't worry about it. It's just one guy in Midnheim. Who cares?
I don't know, because, you know, sometimes one guy is a lot to somebody.
Well, as far as I know, that guy's dead anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But like, what kind of pliers do you think you're going to want? I'm going to get the needle nose. I feel like that's better for fingernails.
I think I want the 9mm.
I'm just telling you, you go now, you're going to live a lot longer than if you come in here.
I really should have sharpened these beforehand. I'm like going through my tool bag.
Oh, Mina, who's your friend?
I don't know. He won't tell me anything.
We ain't no friends. Just go.
Oh, you're now friends?
Well, I'm being friendly, saying go.
That's kind of rude, man.
If you use them wrong, you could probably clip a lot more than nails.
Is the dad down here?
Is the dad down here?
What?
Okay, so the guy that I'm talking to is across the table. You said there are two other people down here? Who else is down here?
Well,
I'm asking GM Dan.
You don't know.
Oh,
there were four people you were fighting. Three ran away.
Oh, okay. So it's these three.
Pretty safe.
So where's the dad? Man, I don't even care about this anymore. I think this stuff's starting to wear off, Webby.
It isn't. I promise. Okay. You're going to get it in waves. It's going to be wild. I kind of cut it with something of my own special blend of herbs and spices. Yeah, that's part of it. First high, snack time, wicked diarrhea, and then the second high kicks in.
What's like the setup down here? Is this like kind of nice, or is it like a cave and a sewer?
It seems like a more or less natural cavern with cave tunnels.
A cavern?
But like this room area is lit up with torches, like on little
sconces. Seems more like a cove than a cavern.
Is there like, is the map correct? Are there like tables and chairs and stuff broken all over? Like, what's the deal?
So the map just kind of like those little squiggles supposed to show like rocks and stuff, but they have like a table set up with chairs around it.
But it's just the one dude? Are there any other exits?
Not that you can't see.
Okay.
Not that you can see.
Well, Mina, just go up there and, you know, question him.
I'm trying to, but...
If you want, it'd be your visit to more.
Oh, I stopped by the temple in Bogenhof, and it was actually very nice.
No, I mean you're gonna die.
Oh, well, I've done that before. It's not great.
I don't really know what that means, but... I mean, whatever you're gonna do, do it. You could just go. We won't even follow you none.
Where's the old guy?
What old guy? No one cares about an old guy.
Oh, well, he must not be here then.
I'm telling you, you come this way, they're gonna kill you. Who leave now, you'll probably be fine.
Who's they?
Wait, who? They who? Who do you work for?
the master race.
What?
That sounds
like a
that
three-
sounds like something I want to be a part of.
Can you all talk louder?
It's like like a three-legged part race, or like,
no,
like
part
a,
of that sentence,
like
I don't
chariot
like.
Racing.
No.
No?
You don't understand.
There's another type of race?
You can't understand.
Okay. Why?
Go or come and we'll end it right now.
I mean, we're not, I think it's clear we're not going.
Bruno, your hearing is starting to come back. You're going to hear more than you could before.
Where's the sandwich?
Answer what? The man's question.
Where's the sandwich, man?
I mean, you just stay in here long enough, it's going to be too late anyway, so.
Can I try to do some kind of, like, intimidate check to get them to tell us more information?
Well, before you do that, Bruno okay. has stumbled forward because he can't really hear what the conversation is and needs to make a hard dodge test.
Also, I'm following my nose to wherever that smell of roasted beef is.
I feel like this is going to be another episode where he's unconscious.
I'm going to say 08.
One of the safest episodes we could possibly be in.
So how many success levels is that?
You said dodge?
Hard dodge, minus 20.
One?
An eight is one success level?
On the hard dodge,
two?
It's hard, it's difficult.
Okay, yeah. So
Bruno,
as you step forward into this room going, where's the sandwich, or whatever yeah. you said, two guys that were like flanking that opening into the room that you couldn't quite see, both tossed torches down. And the floor and Bruno all light up in flames.
The floor's lava?
And you gain 6 ablaze conditions.
What?
Because you only had 1 success level.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh.
And we're going to go back into initiative. So it's Lucky's turn.
Mina, go spit on him.
Is there an action one could take to remove ablaze conditions from a friend? Or Bruno?
I think you've got to athletics it.
It's good that I already had badly scarred legs, so this doesn't matter to me at all.
It's not going
to
mess up your face anymore, at least after that.
So I'm going to say from the initial foomph, you will take 8 damage from the fire, but that is minus your toughness.
And minus my armor?
And armor, which I think is just 1 anyway, right? Because you only wear leathers.
2, because I only wear leathers.
Only worth 1 armor, though.
Yeah, well, mine are worth 2 because I doubled up.
That's not how it works.
It's flexible.
I'm pretty sure that's 1 damage regardless because your toughness bonus is very high.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So you take 1 damage here from being on fire. Yes, Lucky. So you could run up and try to help him put this fire out, but he's like standing the ground like across the tunnel there is on fire.
Huh.
Why didn't you warn me of this?
I will say, if you attempt, I'll let you attempt an athletics check.
yes.
Well, you'll reduce the ablaze condition by 1 for every success level. But if you fail, you will gain ablaze conditions equal to your negative.
Oh, me?
Success levels. Yeah.
And it's an athletics check?
Yeah.
Nah.
It'll just be challenging.
Nah, we're all right.
Hit me with that wet bread.
yeah, I don't think that's gonna help how you want it to, though.
Imagine Lucky with one of those like shirt launchers at a hockey game, like a loaf of soggy bread.
Oh. It can't even stay together in the air; it just crumbles.
Put your hands up.
Or we'll like a potato bread. Cannon.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna try to cast a spell. Arrow shield, and we should have done something cooler than that because we rolled a 9.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's my first not miss cast in what feels like 3 years. But
is that the dome one?
Yeah. So it'll be willpower bonus yards, I believe. So kind of centered on me going into the room a little bit. So if they do end up throwing clubs or launching bows or arrows, even it'll break them all.
If they throw their bow at you, it'll stop too. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
So it'll be willpower bonus rounds, and I'm going to triple the duration because I have 9 success levels on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And you moved up, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be up next to Mina.
Mina, your initiative is? I forget.
34.
You're next.
Man, I don't know.
There's a wall of fire in front of you.
I don't have anything to put it out. Beastman mouth juice.
Oh, go, yeah. I got that help. Back in Castle Wittgenstein.
It did.
So I will say you could jump over the flames.
Okay.
I'll let you do a challenging athletics test to do that before you roll it.
Okay.
So you're getting your dice.
I'm literally not.
Same as for Lucky, for any negative success level you get. So unless it's a fumble, you'll still jump over the fire. But for any negative success levels you have, you'll gain that many ablaze conditions as you catch on fire again.
Okay.
But if you pass it, you'll jump over and not catch on fire.
Athletics?
Challenging.
Challenging.
Yes.
It's a success. Rolled a 52, skill is 53.
Wow.
Yes.
There you go.
Get much closer than that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're able to jump over the flames.
I should have done that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it probably would have helped.
Well, you're still standing in the fire. You shouldn't really move.
I don't know if standing is what he's doing, but he's definitely in the fire.
I want to club that Avatar the Last Airbender to death.
Oh, the ball guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what is happening?
Can I, after I do the jump, may I make like an intimidate check? Because that's pretty badass that I just jumped over this wall of fire.
Oh, that's
and I
actually,
have my like duster yeah. coat and my red scarf and I'm like hulking out and my veins are popping.
Okay.
I just snorted pre-workout.
And dry scooped it even.
So typically that's an action.
What?
You're an action.
You want to spend your action on that?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, make it an average because that does look pretty dope.
No.
Really?
I imagine. No, I rolled a 93.
Oh, okay.
So it's negative 3 success levels. So yeah. I imagine that like, I like jump over and like in the air, it looks super cool, slow-mo. And then when I land, I'm like, oh, hot, hot, hot. And I'm like putting up maybe like the hem of my coat caught on fire, oh, you know? And good. I'm like slapping myself and drooling everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm almost on fire again. Yeah.
That's so good. All right. Well, there's a guy right next to you and he tries to hit you with a club while you're doing that.
Okay.
Right. But did he see how cool it was when she jumped over it?
Wonk.
Yeah.
Club attack.
Melee parry.
We got. How'd you do?
Negative 3 success levels.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm stalling because I'm trying to do math.
Don't try to cheat.
Okay, so it hits you in the right arm, which makes sense. He's on your right side, just whacks you in the arm for 13 damage. Because
oh
he had 6
God.
Success levels.
Whoa, right to the funny bone, too.
Oh.
And he gains an advantage from that. I need a pencil.
No.
Please.
Here.
Oh, God. Doesn't this one not work, though?
It works. See, the lead.
Out of lead. You knew that.
I did.
So that is a hat guy. Has one advantage.
Oh my God, I can't do math either.
And then the other one there steps up and he sees a weakness and he strikes at you as well.
He sees
a weakness. But now they are outnumbering you 2-1.
Okay.
So it's average test for him.
I'm still going to try to melee parry this stupid club.
They're too close to charge.
Okay.
How'd you do?
I got 2 success levels that time.
All right, I had 3 success levels. 3 success levels.
Okay.
This is going to be...
Just checking, for all the things that you're doing, remember you got that +1 from drugs.
All right, thank you. So that's 4 success levels then on that one.
So take 1 less damage from that last attack.
Okay.
So there's only a difference of 1 here. So it is 9 damage to... Somehow it hits you in the right arm again. Maybe you turned just enough. You like tried to swing back and he whacks you on the arm before you got to actually swing at him.
Okay.
And he gains an advantage as well.
Oh, my funny bone.
And the last one there jumps over that table and he runs up again, too close to charge, but he runs up and then tries to hit you as well. And now they're numbering 3-1. So this becomes an easy test for him.
Okay. I'm going to just keep doing my thing.
Well, 3-2.
Oh, that's right. There is Bruno there.
I'm in the general area.
I got 3 success levels.
Oh, great.
Counting my drugs.
Because I got a crit on your body there with a, I rolled a 33. So the Leroy big old dog, I think I already opened up up in arms for the updated critical wound tables. There we go. It was taking forever to load. Oh, that went all over the place. So Mina.
Yes.
He gave you a ragged wound. Suffered 2 automatic damage.
Okay.
That ignores toughness and armor.
Okay.
And you gain 2 bleeding conditions.
Ooh. Well, that's not good.
That kills people, Charlie.
Yeah.
It does.
And then how'd you do on your opposed test?
I had 3 success levels.
Okay. Jeez, I rolled ridiculously well with all 3 of these guys. I told you I had a 33.
Yes.
With it being an easy test, he had 7 success levels. Ah! So I already forgot what you said.
3.
So a difference of 4, so you take 12 damage to the left arm. Now, right arm again. All 3 of you hit you in the right arm.
I mean, they're kind of like taking turns whacking that elbow, huh?
There right? Y'all.
Oof. But that's all of them, and they didn't even take Mina down, it sounds like.
No.
You remembered the extra point of armor from your shield, right? Mm-hmm. Dope. Because even if you're not brandishing it, you still get that from the magic.
Yes.
Nice. What are you at?
I don't want to tell you.
I want to know.
I do get extra wounds from my drugs.
Oh, because it increased your strength, right?
Yes. So I get +3 wounds, temporary wounds.
Well.
Yeah, so I am at 8 right now.
You're at 8?
Yeah.
After 3 hits and a crit.
Moving on.
So much armor. All right. It is, I believe, Bruno's turn at 32. Oh, sweet.
I take just 1 of those hits and I'm pretty certain I just die.
You've got a lot of wounds, though.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got a couple options. One of them is going to be awesome. Probably is not going to work, but
okay.
I'll do the awesome one.
All right. Now my legs on fire.
What?
My legs are on fire.
Your body's on fire.
Okay.
Oh, like his body?
Bruno is on fire.
Okay. I want a roundhouse kick this guy in the face with flaming legs. So that gives me a flaming attack, which is +1 to hit. And it's magical.
What are you using old world rules?
Yeah, you can't get regeneration on this.
What
addition
does flaming attacks give you +1 to hit?
I don't know.
All right, increase your weapon skill by 1 then. All right. Sure.
Kick him in the knee because Bruno can't get his leg high enough to actually roundhouse kick anybody anywhere.
Yeah, it looks like he's just stepping forward when he kicks him.
It's like the Luigi taunt.
Yeah.
That you can do 1 damage if you're close enough. Before you roll, which one are you going after? Because you got to step up to 1 of them. That guy with the hat or the bald guy?
The guy with the bald guy is closer.
The guy with the bald guy is more closer. Okay, so I'm going to say you step out of the fire. You're still on fire, but...
Yeah, here it goes.
What are you attacking him with?
Flaming leg.
So you're just unarmed attacking him?
If unarmed means flaming attack, yes.
All right, he's going to try to defend with his club, try to knock your leg out of the way. They all have 1 advantage. I'll do that. Roll melee. How'd you do?
27. So, melee basic. So, 3 attack.
All right, so you try to kick at him, but he just kind of knocks your leg out of the way with his club because he got 5 success levels.
But
gains another advantage.
Oh. It was on fire.
Yeah. You are on fire, correct.
All right.
Webby.
Oh, jeez. Really? All right. So.
See, that would have been awesome if it worked.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
The ranged weapons table says SB for range on incendiary and bombs.
Strength bonus.
Oh,
so you can throw it yards equal to your strength bonus, which is probably 2 or 3.
It is 3, but I don't know how far I am from there. My guess is a good number of yards.
Oh, so let's see. We said we have to double it, right? Yeah. So right now you are 9-8 yards from the closest guy, which is the bald guy.
But he can move up and throw it, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at -10 if you move in the turn you make a ranged attack, but...
Oh, I mean, I'm going to be minus no matter what, so I might as well try. Plus, it's, 5 targets? That's got to be a very easy.
That's if you're throwing indiscriminately, yeah.
Oh, absolutely throwing indiscriminately. Are you kidding me? Jeez.
Bruno's just going to be a moron here. Fire.
We need a game changer.
All right, so you can move 8 yards. So that would be, if you use the arrow keys, just move yourself 4 spaces.
Right. Well, one side, and I'll go to the edge of the fire and be like, doctor's orders.
And, that was a good one.
What do I want to do? Yeah, I think we just toss another incendiary.
Yeah.
Let's save the bombs for something that isn't in a cavern, probably.
No, you could light the wick with the fire that's on the ground.
Or on Bruno.
That's not even like a move action.
So what kind of modifiers do I get with considering I not really aiming?
So the crowd here is going to give you plus, it'll make it an average test, plus 20.
Okay, but I get a minus 10 because of...
Because you moved.
All right.
And I think technically you're throwing at long range, which doesn't seem right. Strength.
Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. I sidearmed this one pretty bad.
Just go up and drop it in the fire.
So what'd you roll there?
I'm going to add my fire to this fire.
Right?
79. Ooh, actually, you know what? Oh, yeah, it's a dangerous weapon. Hang on.
Oh, boy, dangerous is fun. Did you roll a 9 or 10?
I'm dead. Let's see.
So that results in a fumble.
Okay, I fumble this boy.
So we have the oops table.
Oops, okay.
Baby.
Yep. All right. Butterfingers.
All right, Ben, throw me a D100 roll.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Do I want low or high?
I don't, they're all bad.
26. 26.
What? 26. Your weapon jars badly. Let's see. Or range weapon malfunctions or slightly breaks. Your weapon suffers 1 damage. Next round, you will act last regardless of initiative order, which you already do anyway because your initiative is lower. So let's see. That doesn't really apply here very well. So I'm going to say if your weapon takes 1 damage, it's like basically a stick of dynamite. So you messed up the fuse and it just explodes in your hand instead.
Excuse me? I don't feel like that's what it said.
I think it took damage, right? Let's actually, why don't we meet in the middle with this? What if it explodes in somebody else's hand?
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, maybe like an enemy's hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thought. Yeah, we're workshopping this actually really well. Yeah, let's do that one.
You know, like I feel like Lilo and Stitch, you know, hot potato, hot potato.
Yeah.
I feel like you're just
that's real good.
Explosive means family.
Digging my grave for me here.
Well, you'll be fine. It's just some ablaze conditions.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, Bruno has like 2 dozen of those. Yeah, I live in that
stuff. It's like the cool thing.
All right. So, all right. How much do I get?
Oh yeah, what's ablaze do?
It is blast 4. So everybody within 4 yards.
Oh, sweet.
Is
got one of them.
Is the whole party plus 1 dude?
No, I'm behind him. My explosions only go 1 way.
That no.
But the center of the template is over Webby, so he gets
Webby, yeah.
So he gets excluded.
It's all the way over to everyone over here, isn't it? 4 yards.
Are we doing no? Because you changed our token size, so we don't have to do the half thing, right? Or was that the other game? Everything's mixing together.
Yeah, that was
the yeah, no, sorry, same. I think it was the other game, but I wouldn't have thought that until you said that.
And this one, you have to double the numbers here.
What's that?
What, I am really? Jack's irritated gallbladder.
Oh. So it works.
Blending. I feel like I'm in Fight Club.
So it's a weird interaction of rules here where, like, the damage from an incendiary is they gain ablaze conditions equal to the success level. Right, but you had negative success levels.
That's correct.
So it doesn't do any damage.
I'm just gonna double check quick to see if it has any kind of updated thing in Up in Arms.
Oh, you know what? I did check Up in Arms, the updated errata. It says that I get a permanent plus 20 bonus to my ballistic skill.
Oh, that was one of the better updates in that, yeah.
Well, yeah.
The fact that they name-dropped him before he even made the character, honestly, was really impressive.
I learned from my mistakes is the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it goes. To be honest, I do think it just fits the flavor of just, like, I just butterfingers it into more fire.
Yeah, because you had negative success level, so it wouldn't give everybody a blaze conditions anyway. So I like that idea that as a fumble, you like, yeah, you just kind of, it slips out of your hand somehow and you drop it, it lands in the fire and kind of explodes, but you can't really tell because stuff's already on fire there anyway.
They should make this oil so slippery.
I immediately turn around and yell, damn it, Lucky, I told you had to be careful with that.
I didn't do nothing.
It is Lucky's turn at the top of the next round.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and try to cast. Nope, you forgot about it. We're moving on. I've already rolled the dice. I'm casting Dart.
Bruno, you take 9 damage from the fire.
Let's round down and say that's
2.
Well, 9 minus your toughness and armor of 1.
Okay.
I'm going to get real specific. So I think you take 3 probably.
What's my toughness?
Who are you casting Dart at there, Smokey Joe?
Oh, everybody. We also crit. So we rolled a 33 on our check.
Cool.
So we'll do a crit to... I forget, honestly, how crits work on dodge. I think I crit one of them.
Or do I crit all of them? It's different for magic.
Yeah.
Let's look at the magic rules.
But it's six success levels currently, so that'll be 2 additional targets and then plus 1 damage.
Critical casting, if the spell causes damage, so you get to choose, right? Critical cast the spell, if it causes damage, it can also inflict a critical wound, which obviously Dart does.
Yep.
You can total power the spells cast no matter the...
Need that.
Nope, and unstoppable force. If you scored enough SL to cast your spell, it cannot be dispelled. So you're doing crits on all of them, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Did you get enough success levels to hit all 3?
Yeah. I had 6 success levels. It cost 5 for 2 additional targets, and I'll use that last one, on a extra damage.
Nice. Okay, so how much damage is that to each?
I don't know.
First, and then we'll roll a bunch of crits.
How do you even do extra damage? I haven't cast Dart in so long.
It's your willpower plus success. No, not plus success levels. It's your willpower
you didn't
bonus plus the 1.
Yeah, so like pretty much nothing. 6?
Yeah, because it's like you hit a bunch or you hit one harder, right?
Yeah, kind of.
What you do.
Yeah.
Now, so these guys have a little bit of armor. They're kind of tough, so you're doing some damage.
Well, and then the crits. Do you want me to roll 3 individual crits?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Makes sense. You'd go into different spots. Well,
so which one do you want to do first?
They're not synchronized divers or something.
The one that we were talking to first.
Okay. So the guy with the cloak.
48.
Oh, I gotta go back to that.
So is that for the location first? And then I roll again for the...
Oh, yeah. Location. Said 40. Don't flip it. That's body.
Yep.
I know that one.
And then the actual crit will be a 75.
All right. So body critical. Ooh, critical 175 is good. That's pretty high. It is a pulled back, just like Glugner. So that guy takes 3 more damage.
Nice.
He suffers torn muscle major to his body.
Hell yeah!
So anything...
Because he's in minus 20 everything in combat,
effectively? Anything that would use his body, which is basically everything, yeah.
Hell yeah.
How about... Let's do the bald guy next.
No, we'll do him last.
Okay, hat guy.
Hat guy. Oh, I like hat guy, too. That'll be a 29, so that'll be in the right arm. Get a little taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
And a 70.
Trimina appreciates that.
Mm-hmm.
70 is a clean break. He takes 2 automatic damage.
Nice.
Which is good. And
I break his arm with my wet
right
bread.
Arm.
Hell yeah.
Where'd it go? Yeah.
How demoralizing to get your arm broken by wet bread.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's like, it hits hard.
Yeah.
And it's really sloppy.
All right. It's hard endurance test. Did he pass a hard endurance test? If he failed, he becomes stunned.
I should crit more often instead of miscasting multiple times.
No, he did pass. They have a pretty good endurance. Okay, now the bald guy.
That'll be in the 28 again, the right arm.
Okay.
And the crit is 71.
So same thing.
No. Oh, is it?
Right? You said arm again?
In the arm, but it's a 71 instead of a 70.
Yes, it's that one at 61 to 75.
That's so wild. All the locations were like within the same couple of each other and all the crit results.
Does he get stunned? No. They both rolled in the 20s for that.
But still, I broke a couple arms?
Yeah, you broke 2 arms, gave a guy a pulled back, and did some damage to each of them and took away all their advantage.
Magic's pretty cool.
And it's Mina's turn.
Okay.
As they all, none of these guys have an advantage currently.
done being nice now. You missed her.
Oh, you tell him, Mina.
Yeah. So the guy across from me, who I was talking to, my friend with the club.
Okay.
I am going to club him to death now.
All right. He's going to try to defend himself.
He can try.
Yeah, especially now that he's at a negative 20 to defend with.
You're right. You're right. I almost forgot about that immediately.
Oh, just whisper to them dark gods. It's fine. I'm gonna do. They're listening.
You're gonna whisper to the dark gods?
Oh wow!
I got so excited, did I slurred my speech.
I am.
Did you fumble it out?
Oh yeah, I rolled a 99.
Wow!
That's the worst.
Oh yeah, that's not great.
Number.
Time for whispering to the dark gods.
So wait, I always get this confused. It's willpower and toughness bonus.
Mm-hmm. Willpower bonus plus toughness bonus. If you have more than that combined, you should have a threshold of like 9 or 10 at this point.
What do you think my willpower and toughness are?
I thought your willpower was good. Oh, your fellowship's good, right? Or something like that?
My fellowship's a 28.
Oh, gotcha.
My willpower's a 48.
Okay, so 4. Plus. And what's your toughness?
42.
Okay, so your threshold's 8.
8. Okay.
What does this put you to?
Don't worry about it.
Are we going to get two mutations in the tunnels?
No.
Oh, I forgot I mutated last time.
You did. It's so good.
Oh, that's not good at all.
I'm at the threat.
You're at 8. All right, so you get to reroll it.
Please help me to kill this man and still build for you.
So you literally see red. If anybody could see Mina, her eyes immediately just go bloodshot.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's normal.
A pass. One success level.
All right, I had 3 negative successes.
I thought he was going to say 2 positive success levels, and it was all for naught.
Right, how great would that be?
I also forgot with my damage, I'm also doing an additional one because I have plus 10 to my strength.
Well, you haven't done damage yet, so now you remember.
I'm just saying to remember
good.
From last time.
I'm glad you remember.
Where'd it hit him?
I hit him in the body.
Nice!
All right, how much is it? I had 3 negative, you had 1 positive?
1 positive.
So 11, 12?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. This was...
Well, plus the extra strength.
That's yep. 11 gotcha. And then 12. Mm-hmm. So he soaks 5 between toughness and armor.
Oh.
So okay. He takes 6.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How do you kill him? Because he had 4 left.
Oh my gosh. I really just feel like because her muscle memory is just like, C-dash is gross. So I really feel like this time she like, you know, goes with the club, but obviously it's the club, so it's not going to impale somebody. So it like, you know, hits him like just below the diaphragm and like up and like ruptures one of his lungs. So he like coughs, sprays blood all over Mina's face.
And you like it.
I love it.
Since you just beseeched the dark gods.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to stab him with the club like up to the wrist. Like just go into his cavity. Like,
that's a stomach plug on the ground back there.
I wipe it all over my face.
Oh, all right.
That was weird. Yeah, weird flex.
That is weird. So the
I'm
bald guy.
Notes. I'm like, okay, good. Yes, very. That's real good progress.
All right. So the bald guy next to you is a little scaredy right now. So he's going to try to hit Bruno. Since Bruno,
what?
You just try to hit him.
With your stupid flame.
With your leg. I mean, it wasn't a great attempt, but he's still offended.
You just tried to step on his toe with your foot.
So he
he's
tries,
offended like, really? Come on.
He tries to hit you with his club. What do you do?
I dodge.
All right, so give me a dodge test.
46.
Is that even a pass? Challenging? I don't think it is for Bruno.
No. No, it's not.
How many negative?
Wow.
All right.
No, so. 0.
Okay. So that's easy.
I looked at your drive and I was like, no, you totally died. You rolled exactly your skill. No.
They are both based on agility.
Can he defend with drive?
No. Not unless it's a very specific circumstances. Like
okay.
if you like back when we were fighting those beastmen in the forest and he was actively driving the cart, maybe.
Yeah.
But like
what
right
if it's
now,
because
no.
He constantly drives his family and friends away?
Mm. Not that kind of drive.
Okay.
That'd be more of a fellowship test.
Gotcha.
So he cracks you on your left elbow for 12 damage.
Yo.
Ow. Dude.
I did so much work with that elbow.
Oh, look, his arm's all wobbly now because of that. He must have broken a bone or something.
And then the last one, the hat guy, is going to attack Mina. There's no no outnumbering on either side now because it's 2 versus 2 at the moment. This guy doesn't. Oh, that. Well, so the bald guy gains an advantage back. And this last guy tries to hit Mina.
Wait, hold on. Since Bruno's emblazoned, is that like cooking the pies in his pockets?
Ooh. Yeah, they're going to get burnt pretty quick.
Uh-oh.
Mina, six, how do you defend?
Success levels on a melee parry.
Wow.
I rolled a 15. Wait,
melee parry with the club? Would you just be melee basic?
Okay.
Like you're parrying with the club, but it's a it's a basic weapon. So is it still six success levels?
Yeah. Okay. Either way, melee parry is 65, melee basic 64.
Nice.
Pick your poison. I rolled a 15.
All right. So he had three success levels. So you successfully defend there.
Blam!
No crit, right?
No.
I want your blood next. Give it to me now.
Hey, hand over the blood, buddy. Just hand it over.
Just give it to me now.
And Bruno.
I am
on fire.
Hmm. Oh, crap. I forgot about that.
Just kidding, that doesn't happen yet.
You got us.
Sometimes I just like rolling dice.
What a cheeky monkey you are.
Alright. I got.
That was way too many dice.
It was.
So many cheaper.
I rolled 60 All right. tens.
I am going to
60 tens.
Dodge.
Burn. It's your turn.
Oh.
Yeah, he said what he said.
You're going to dodge during your turn.
Yeah, he's going to dodge.
Oh,
man.
We did find that was an optional thing. I think at the very end of Settling the Southlands, didn't we? You can spend your action to dodge and it gives you a bonus to your defense the next round.
Yeah.
And.
Sounds familiar, at least.
I can actually get out of this, maybe, if I don't pass away by burning.
Oh, dodge, gotcha, yeah.
By dodge, that's do you mean an athletics test to try to put some of this fire out?
No, that would be beneficial too. But on the cheat sheet, it says dodge. Spend an action to do an opposed dodge or melee test. If I succeed, I get plus one advantage and can move to leave. If I fail, my opponent gets an advantage and prevents me from moving safely.
Oh, you're trying to juke him.
Yeah.
All right. Do it. Dodge versus what?
I cannot imagine how out of breath Bruno is going to be.
Melee basic. Roll poorly.
I get a melee basic.
It's not that he's faking him out. It's just that it's so hard to tell which way Bruno is running at any given moment that it's really easy to misunderstand.
So I could either run past him or give him more advantage. And I think I may have given him more advantage. Dodge is, and you said that was going to be very easy.
No, it's an opposed test.
So okay. Yeah.
Challenging.
Dodge being one of my best skills. Three negative success levels.
Sure it is.
Well, hold on. They're outnumbering them.
What? There's no outnumbering happening.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right next to
2v2.
On the other side, this guy's being outnumbered by Mina and Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, I
know I get this rule.
Boom shakalaka.
I was going to say, we've kind of
mixed up a bunch.
What's it
boom
called?
Boom shakalaka like, has been called GM.
And I'm on fire, so that gives me a plus one.
Oh, that's like another person almost.
That's NBA Jam rules.
Yep. You tore three baskets in a row, my guy.
So is it, you're trying to disengage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because his wife is dead.
Huh?
Huh?
So you have three negative success levels?
Only.
Only. That's true. It could be a lot worse. You could roll a 99.
Right.
Like I did.
Oh, good.
Ooh. Wow.
Hey, so you gain an advantage and sweet. You can move up to your move, up to four spaces.
All right. I am going to barrel roll just down that hallway behind him.
It means something very different when Bruno does it.
Right. Jeez. So you can just move Bruno up to four spaces and Webby's turn.
You know, I think I gave this one a solid effort. I'm gonna light up my pipe.
From the fire in front of you?
That's right. It's better for the press.
I love it. Bruno, as you're barrel rolling down the hallway.
Yeah.
You take.
This could be bad.
16 fire damage. I rolled a 10. I had to double check. I rolled the skull and the dice from Tau, and I was like, is that the 10 or the 1? It's the 10.
Does he lose a blaze condition each round?
No.
You have to physically remove it. It's not like
you gotta
stun.
Put it out yourself.
Okay.
He's just still on fire.
16.
Yeah. 16. So I believe you're taking 10 damage, right?
Oh, 10's a lot bigger than that number.
Yeah. 10's way more than that.
What does that put you at?
Well, I mean, you can't go below zero, right?
Right, yeah. So
how far below zero do you go?
I don't think you can go below zero.
No, you can't go below zero.
Yeah, so pretty much just zero.
Yeah, zero is the...
How far below zero do you go?
Zero's the lowest number.
Yeah, zero's it's the lowest integer. Actually, it's not an integer.
All right, so 10 minus 5.
Yep.
And then minus 2.
Is positive 1. So he's alive on 1,
what
I think.
What are you 10 minus 5?
10 minus 5 is my toughness.
Right? No, it was 16. Oh. Minus your toughness and armor is 10. Well, how many wounds are you at before you took this fire damage?
All right.
God.
You just got to math them.
Yeah, just people.
Super numerate. So
you're not.
16 minus 5 is 11. Minus 2.
Why are you minusing 2? Why are you taking away another 2? How many wounds were you at? You have 1 point of armor. And you have leather armor.
And I had 5 wounds. So
you're at minus, four. You're negative 5.
Minus negative 4. Because of the armor.
Right.
So I'm going to apply. So you barrel roll away, and then he just stops like a... He's like a not a hedgehog, like a raccoon that they can kind of roll.
Yeah.
And then he just like stops and just flops out.
Yeah.
He just does half a somersault and just stays there.
And you're going to suffer a critical hit with plus 50 to your body.
Can I spend a resolve
to just not be on fire for the round?
Right.
That works, right?
I think it does.
Spending a resolve gets rid of one
condition.
A flame condition.
Oh, one.
Yes.
So just spend 8 resolve.
Oh, okay. I spend 8 resolve.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got on me? You can't be worse than my life already.
Yeah, how are you gonna get a broken bone, you know, but in fire? Like,
if I don't have any bones in my...
Dan, stop looking like that. That's way too coy, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
All right, so you're at negative 5.
Yeah, negative mm-hmm. 5, so that's negative it.
50 to the roll.
Add 50? Why?
Because it's negative 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should be subtracting 5, yeah.
Right,
so I rolled a 59.
Okay. But you add 50 to it.
100.
Yeah, so, 109.
Oh, I'm above 100. Back up full.
Because it's the body.
Yeah.
You're still alive.
Sweet.
You suffer it's really funny, Tim Helicopter, that you suffer a broken collarbone.
Just blasted into the side of the wall.
You're unconscious until you receive medical attention.
Oh, that's good.
Which you got a couple people around you that can help you with that.
All right,
you have broken bone major.
Oh, major?
In your body.
Okay. Broken bone major. I'll look that up.
And we'll have to see how that affects things next time. Come back for 102.
Point of order, if I saw him also go unconscious, I feel like I would have treated my last turn with somewhat more gravity.
Bruno actually has a lot of gravity.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.